When it comes to hitting someone with your car, honesty is the best policy. 22-year-old Andrew Martinez is honest. The Las Cruces Sun News is reporting after being charged with aggravated battery using a deadly weapon and knowingly leaving the scene of an accident, Martinez told police that he did hit a pedestrian, just not the one he was after. Martinez went to a home in Anthony Saturday night to visit his son. He was turned away, and police say he left angrily. As he drove away, he struck a man standing nearby mistakenly. Martinez said he'd hoped to hit one of the people who had told him not to drive so fast who lived nearby. Martinez was arrested in El Paso and taken to the Doñana County Jail the next day. He's also facing prior charges on a misdemeanor count of driving while the license was suspended and a petty misdemeanor count of traffic control failure to obey a signal. The Santa Fe District Attorney's Office has filed a notice of appeal and a judge's decision to drop a nearly two-year-old murder case due to a speedy trial violation. Judge T. Glenn Ellington Tuesday filed an amended order dismissing the case against Robert Mondrian Powell, accused of shooting and killing a former Santa Fe librarian, Elvira Segura, in September of 2016. This reaffirms his previous rulings that delays caused by the district attorney's office violated Mondrian Powell's Sixth Amendment right to a speedy trial. Ellington originally filed the order of dismissal in July, but prosecutors filed a motion to reconsider his ruling, which he later denied. Police in California are hoping a six-part true crime podcast will lead to the capture of a millionaire fugitive suspected of killing his wife. The Newport Beach Police Department announced Countdown to Capture this week, detailing how Peter Chadwick became a suspect in his wife's 2012 murder and went from being a businessman and family man to a fugitive. Over 2 weeks, the police department will release the podcast's six 15-minute episodes. Authorities also announced a $100,000 reward that leads to Chadwick's capture. For the Bravo Mike Radio Network, I'm Jack Nixon reporting. There was a fungus among us at Columbia. After consulting with experts at Southwest Hazard Control and Sun City Analytical, the public schools have decided to relocate students who attend Columbia Elementary School to address issues with mold and air quality. Yesterday, students who attended Columbia Elementary were relocated to Vista Middle School after lunch for the remainder of the day after the mold was discovered. Starting today, all Columbia students will be taken to Centennial High School, where they'll continue to receive instruction until the mold issue has been addressed. All classroom staff, bus routes, and after-school activities will be moved to Centennial until the issue is resolved. The state's attorney general is slamming the state's largest university over, quote, flagrant abuse, end quote, of the state's transparency law. Hector Balderas' office, in a report issued yesterday, said the University of New Mexico, since 2015, has established a pattern and practice of neglecting its responsibility to allow access to public information and access to meaningful documents on public business. The office said the university consistently violates the state open records laws. The report comes after university regents voted for a second time to eliminate men's soccer, women's and men's skiing, and beach volleyball. Board members again had to vote following complaints the initial vote violated open meetings laws. Federal prosecutors have impaneled a grand jury to investigate former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe following the Department of Justice General Inspector's report alleging McCabe approached a media disclosure to advance his personal interests. The Washington Post reported the grand jury has summoned more than one witness in the case, and it's still underway. It remains unclear who was summoned to testify. The existence of the panel indicates that the authorities are treating McCabe's actions during this time at the FBI seriously and may even press charges if sufficient evidence is found. For the Bravo Mike Radio Network, I'm Jack Nixon reporting.